Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Today is another one in my series of podcasts. I've got a couple different ones. If you guys have been listening long enough, this is one of the real estate influencer podcasts series. And I am very pleased to be officially crossing over the border from Canada to the US for today's episode, virtually, of course, because it's still a little complicated to do it in real life, but I get to do it virtually thanks to technology. And I've got an incredible guest to join me today to not only talk about her, but to really sort of dig into a very interesting situation. Oops, I played it a bit early. A very interesting new listing that she has and a really incredible presentation that she put together for it. So I want to introduce you guys to my new guest. So go ahead and introduce yourself, Erica.
Well, thank you. I am a real estate agent with Keller Williams Platinum down in the Houston, Texas area. I've been in real estate since 2015 and, obviously love what I do. I try to take a different angle and approach to the way that I sell homes and rank about the top 1% of agents here in the greater Houston area. So thank you so much for having me on the show today. I appreciate the opportunity and am excited to share some of the behind the scenes and the creation and inspiration behind this video.
Wonderful, Erica. Yeah, that's a great intro. And of course, again, every time someone is listening to this, and there'll be people listening to our conversation, again, our coffee shop or you know, beer, pub conversation. There'll be a lot of people listening from around the world. So it's great that they get to know a little bit about you. And more importantly, after this podcast, they'll know a little bit about what you do. And to me, these are the kind of, Erica's one of the kind of people that I love having on the podcast, because I really want to make sure that everyone who's listening understands that you cannot just be another listing on the market. You can't just have your property out there with the basic photos and the basic tours. And sometimes it's homemade. And some of those are okay, but storytelling is the new content as far as I'm concerned. And this is, again, one of the best examples I've seen in a long time. So I want to actually play it for you guys so you can hear it. And if you're on my YouTube channel, you're going to watch it. And of course, we'll have some links for you at the bottom of the podcast as well, where you can go and see the video. Either way, you're going to be able to see it, but you're going to hear it first. And then Erica and I are going to discuss again, a little bit about, where this idea came from, and just all the great behind the scenes stuff that, again, if any of you are into documentaries of any kind, you'll really want to stay tuned for that. So I'm going to hit play and here we go.
50 years ago, these walls were built. The plans were drawn, the concrete poured, and brick by brick, life was given to this home. There were no trees here on this Katy Prairie, but with time, the trees planted grew, and the roots burrowed deep, just like the roots of this community. This was the country, and although it sure has grown out of that today, this home, this land, it still holds on to the peace it had long ago. If these walls could talk, they would tell of the first time I brought my bride through that front door. They would tell of bringing babies home for the first time, piano lessons in the living room, birthdays celebrated around this table, the feasts cooked in this kitchen. And the family game lights in the den. If you listen closely, you might still hear the patter of feet running up and down those stairs and laughter echoing from the bedrooms. The number of friends welcomed through these doors is rivaled only by the number of lessons taught back there in that barn. And whether it was shooting hoops, riding horses, or watching the sunset as the kids play, this backyard was enjoyed by all. This is the house that built us, and now it's time for you. Welcome to 2110 Saddlehorn Trail. How will your story here begin?
So let me stop that right now and just basically have the screenshot here up. Okay, so yeah, hopefully, again, we can always deal with this post-production, and if I don't get the sound out of it, I'll figure out how to fix it later. But the video of the property just played, and I absolutely, again, I've watched it about 20 times. I think it's a really great storytelling venture, and again, it's very unique. So let's hear from you about the story behind how the idea came up.
Sure. So I think it's great to start with the actual initial listing appointment, because that's where I got the idea. Okay. First of all, these clients were not clients that were just a shoe-in, phone call, I'm going to list the home kind of thing. So I actually had to go in for a listing appointment and earn their business. And in Katy, Texas, it is not often that homes that have been there for 50 years come on the market. And it is not often that you find homes with acreage that come on the market. This is basically a unicorn of a property.
Okay.
So I already knew going into this that I wanted to do something different in marketing this particular listing if I were to, secure their partnership.
Yeah.
And so during the listing appointment, we were talking, and of course my clients are older. They've raised their family there and have deep roots in the community. And I'm walking through the home, and as you can tell from the video, just seeing the rooms. I mean, when you walk through the home, you could feel the, you could just feel family there. You could feel the stories that have occurred in those rooms. And it wasn't a plan. I didn't go into the listing appointment saying to myself, I'm going to do a video like this. Mm-hmm. I literally got the idea as I was sitting there on the couch with them.
Hello, Erica, have I lost you?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you back now.
Oh, sorry. My clients are older and love to tell stories. Okay. Which is fantastic. So, we were sitting there talking about their home, and they were telling us all the stories of their house, and it just popped into my head. And I remember glomming on to something he had said, and I told him, I said, well, this is exactly why you need an agent like me, because I feel like I can be able to present this to the public in a way that tells a story. This home has a history. Mm-hmm. This home has a story that needs to be told. And when somebody is buying this home, it's more than buying just a house that's brick and beams. Like they are buying something here that basically, in my opinion, buys into a legacy, not only the legacy of this family, but the legacy of the city of Katy itself.
Hmm.
It's been there for so long.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that's where I kind of planted the seed. And I want to also say that originally the owners weren't planning on using a real estate agent at all to sell this house. They were going to use an attorney. And so I really had my work cut out for me here, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. You had to fight the good fight. Just to get in the door, sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where the inspiration was born for this video. The idea got planted was sitting on the couch of that property and having a conversation with the homeowners. And from that point, when I left that listing presentation, I immediately called my videographer, Jeremiah, with JHA Productions. And I told him, I've got a house that I'm going to be listing. And I didn't have a signed listing agreement at that point, but I felt I was going to get this listing.
Yeah.
And I said, I've got a home coming up that I'm going to be listing. And I want to do some kind of story that shows the history of this house. And we need to start brainstorming ideas. And so that kind of leads into the next part.
Wonderful. Yeah. That's the, that's how, again, once upon a time, this is such a, to me, it's such an under discussed part of what we do. Again, we're not movie producers. We don't have a cast of people that we work with, but to me, when we are, telling the story of a significant property, and this again, there's significant elements to a lot of them, but some of them just like the stories really jump out at you, and to make them, to be able to share them with someone else, is an art. So definitely you thinking outside the box, I think that was, a really smart move. That's for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. So basically you talked to your videographer, and of course you got, you got all the pieces into play, and the narration, again, I think the narration really, really makes it very unique, because it kind of has that movie trailer feeling to it.
Uh-huh.
So how was the idea of the narration and the voice, the idea of a voice and what kind of voice, how did that all come around?
Sure. So as the ideas developed with a videographer, I started making everything too complicated, and he didn't tell me that, but I ended up realizing that. So originally I had told the videographer, I said, I want to do a casting call and find people of different ages so that we could film people around the table at the birthday party. And then you saw people that looked similar who were a little bit older and then a little bit older and that kind of stuff. And while that would have been amazing, I'm not Hollywood, you know?
it sounds, again, I'm not either. So that if I was involved with that, I would have said, I don't even know where to begin, because I don't have the expertise. I would have to probably get my production type, my people I know in that business to jump in. And of course it would have become, or it could become again, its own, its own life force, and maybe put you way over budget. Cause we are in a position where we have budgets to work with. Cause, I'm sure you're in the same position I am. We don't get paid until the whole thing's done. So until then,
it was turning into a production, and it didn't need to be a production. The story could very simply be told, And so then as it got closer, and once the listing agreement was signed, and then the dates were selected for when we were going to go active and all of those things, I went back to Jeremiah and I said, listen, is there stock footage that you could pull from that would go with the theme of the house that we could utilize instead of bringing these people in? And he said, absolutely. So that's what we ended up doing. And it worked beautifully, as you can tell from watching the video.
Yeah. It seemed to be very seamless. Yeah.
Once it gets to that point, once we have a framework of the video idea, I leave the rest of that creative to my videographer, because I know to stay in my lane. And doing the video production that you see that he did in here, that was his vision of this based off of the framework that I gave him. And of course, I was on site when he shot the videos, and there was stuff that we discussed while we were there as far as like footage we were going to shoot. And we'll go into a couple of those things here in a little while. Mm-hmm. I let him pull that together because that's his forte. That's where his creative lies. And so then I started focusing more on, okay, gosh, now I need a script, you know?
Yeah.
And, historically that I was the same way when I was in college. I am the kind of person that is going to do things last minute. I had weeks that I could have worked on the script, for this video, and I'm very busy with my job and I've got two kids and all the things. Mm-hmm. And so, character of me, I wrote this script for the video the night before the video shoot. And I started at about 8 o'clock in the evening and finished it right before midnight. the research that I did for this is the following. So there had been a couple videos in the past that I did about home. Mm-hmm. And so I first went back to the videos that I had produced very early in my real estate career. They were absolutely horrible compared to where I am now. And I went back and there were words and I had written those scripts. And so I went back to those writings that I had done and I wanted to start with adjectives. I had to start with words about the home. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that I did was I went on Google and I Googled songs about home. And of course you've got Michael Bublé, you've got all of these people that come up with words about home, right? Yeah. And I started listening to those songs and I just sat before I did any writing. I listened to every song that popped up at the top of the Google screen that you could just click and play. Mm-hmm. And listened to the words of all of the songs. And as I was listening to the songs, I continued to write down adjectives, or if there was a line that caught my attention, I wrote down that line and I just was writing things down.
Yeah.
So you'll notice in the video, I said something about if these walls could talk.
Yeah.
Well, that particular line came from a country singer called Kevin Fowler, and he wrote a song called If These Old Walls Could Talk.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I believe it was Miranda Lambert that wrote the song, The House That Built Me. And you'll notice at the end of it, I said, this is the house that built us. And now it's time for you. So those are the two specific lines, everything else, you know, but those I actually got from that research and sitting there listening to those different songs. And so I had them all in a Word document. I was typing everything as I was listening. And I had two pages. One was lines that I started writing and the other page was adjectives that I had created. And then I started putting it together and I just started writing. And another thing was, I had asked the owners while we were there shooting the video, I asked Becky, I said, do you have any photos of the house from when it was originally built? I mean, this was all last minute. Here we are shooting the video.
Yeah.
And I'm asking the owner for things we can use, right?
Yeah.
And she went straight to her computer and she found, so at the beginning of that, at the beginning of this video where it says there were no trees on that, on this Katy Prairie.
Yes.
There's the picture of the house. So that is an original picture of the home. And the line, there were no trees on that Katy Prairie, she had actually sent to me in a text message. And her text message, that line, she said, there were no trees on that Katy Prairie. And so I twisted that when I wrote it.
Yeah.
And I said, there were no trees on this Katy Prairie. So I actually used one of the lines that I actually got from her as well.
Great. I this is the reason why this is so interesting to me, and it might not be to every realtor, but this has been the thing that I've adapted into my own listings. It's called This House Has a Podcast. And every property that I've been handling for the last 2 years. I've done as much of a historical lookup beyond, of course, you know, what I could find out from the owners. I've gone into the city archives, gone as far as back as I could, got, you know, as many old pictures of the street and the neighborhood. And for me, the discussion that comes from that, and I'm sure it's happening with you, the discussion that happens from even just that one old picture, as someone's walking or you know, looking at the listing and maybe asking you questions, that alone is a great conversation starter. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I think that that's really where, again, you know, certain parts of our business, you know, can be automated, but there's other parts like what you're doing and what I'm trying to do that just can't be automated. There's really no plug and play option for doing what you did here, which is, again, telling such a great story yeah. about this really interesting property. And of course, the ones from a few years ago. And if you want to listen to some of my early podcasts and how rough those were, because mostly it was me as nervous as anything, because I had no clue. I have no radio experience. I have no media experience. This was all, I love listening to podcasts. So I figured, you know what, I can probably, you know, come up with a few topics here and there and whatnot. And 600 or something episodes later, you know, I'm still getting to do this. And of course, I get to, you know, meet up with great people like you and expand on these conversations and have these really great stories shared. So, so ultimately, what was the, I guess, did the owners sort of get the grand, did they get the premier experience once it was all ready?
So let me kind of lead into that. So when I was sure. done writing the script, or, you know, just to continue just a little bit, because I think it's important on the script.
Yeah,
writing,
of course.
I had to make sure as I was writing the script, my videographer gave me a pointer. He said, make sure that I am getting specific feelings when you walk into something so that I can choose the extra footage that needs to be in there, you know? And so I was like, all right, I started thinking I need to make sure that I am touring him through the house.
Yeah.
So I needed to make sure that while this is a video about the home, that the purpose behind this video was also to be a listing video. I couldn't lose sight of that. So I had to show the different rooms, and I had to make sure the story carried us sequentially through the house, you know? And then I took the script, and I do have to say, when I was done writing it, I get tickled with myself. So I was very excited. I'm like, I did it. This is it. This is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I ran the script by a couple friends who gave me some feedback. So I tweaked a couple words, or, you know, originally I didn't have the basketball. You know, I mentioned the basketball, and they're playing basketball, you know, that was something that was kind of tweaked later. So little tweaks here and there. Now, as far as sharing it with the owners, I did give them a preview the day before I launched, or no, I guess it was, no, it wasn't the day before. It was a couple days before.
Yeah.
Because one of the mistakes that I made is I was basing the age off of the home off of the tax records that I had pulled, that I had as part of my documents in their listing file.
Okay.
And so it had said that it was 47 years old based off of what was in the tax records. And so when I shared the video with her, she came back and she was like, the house isn't 47 years old, it's 50 years old.
Okay.
And so she's like, I've got the documents to prove it. I don't know why the tax records say this, yada, yada, yada. So I had to go back to my guy who did the voiceover and ask him if he would be willing to re-record, you know, the intro there on, you know, so now it says 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And talking about the voiceover, so when I was writing the story in my head, it was just an old man telling the story of this house. I mean, the house is 50 years old. My clients are older. They've raised their family there. And I look at Jesse Pacheco and I'm thinking to myself, Jesse should be telling this story. He's the homeowner.
Yeah.
And I even asked him, I said, do you want to, and at this point they had no idea what the script is. I did not share the script with them prior to sending it for voiceover and creating the video. And part of my reason in doing that is because, you can get too many cooks in the kitchen, you know?
Yeah.
And I wanted this to be something that I presented to them, and I didn't want to have a whole bunch of editing based off of what somebody else's, you know, what somebody else was wanting there. So so I purposely kept it from them until it was time to basically release the video. But I just, in my head, it was just there. This was an older voice telling this. And so I'm thinking to myself, who am I going to get to record this? And then I was like, Fiverr. Mm-hmm. I can go to Fiverr. I'm sure mm-hmm. people on Fiverr do voiceovers, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
So I went on Fiverr. I typed in old man voiceover.
Yeah.
And I got a whole bunch of options, and I sat there and I started listening to their voices, because they'll give you samples of their work.
Yep.
And it wasn't just one sample. I had to listen to multiple samples to make sure that it was going to be the right voice. And then I found the gentleman who ended up doing this voiceover. This is part of his career. He's retired, and now he does this kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, he nailed it. I didn't even have to write him back and say, hey, could you do this again? The only thing I had to ask him to do over again was that first line that said 50 years instead of 47 years.
Yeah.
And he was phenomenal. I mean, it really, that voice in this video, I think, ties this whole thing together. That was a key element. If I would have used a different voice, a younger voice, I think this video would have been a lot different, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, obviously everything, again, in every storyline, I mean, and I'll talk about this just because I'm such a big fan of movie making. When Martin Scorsese is putting a movie together, I know for a fact that the music that is part of the background is as important to the scene as the, you know, the actors that are, you know, doing the acting. Like, there's such an important element. So the visual, of course, is important, but that sound, again, the right voice and the right person behind it, definitely it changes the whole thing. If it was just a commercial, you know, low voice, it might have not been nearly as, again, I might not have really paid attention if it was just, you know, some stock voice. So, again, well done on that executive decision as well.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that was important to me about this video, when we showed up to actually the day that Jeremiah shot the footage, he had asked me if I wanted to, you know, did I want to be in any part of the tour? You know, did I need to be on the camera? And this video wasn't about me. You know, this video was about the house. This video was about this family's history. This video is about the next person who is going to be living here.
Yeah.
And for those reasons, I just didn't feel that it was appropriate, which, you know, for me to be in this doing any, having any part. And, you know, that's contrary to, I think, what you see in a lot of listing videos, as you kind of alluded to at the very beginning of this podcast, mm-hmm. was that, you know, a lot of these listing videos are agents touring through the home, you know, when you, in all of these things. And the agent is a lot of times front and center in their videos. And that's where, you know, for the same reason I don't like to have my picture on the signs that I put in people's yards, this isn't about me. This is about a video of selling your home, your story. And so it didn't make sense for me.
We're so on the same page about this. And there's maybe, you know, 12 of us in the business that agree. There's not a lot of us that feel that, you know, we don't need our faces all over the place. We need to be able to be, you know, great storytellers, in my opinion. Again, I might get some people, you know, I've had people say to me, you know, what's wrong with putting my giant face on a billboard? I go, there's nothing wrong with it, but if you're going to put a giant face on there, at least maybe, you know, put the owner's giant face, or put, you know, a giant picture of the house versus, you know, just a glamour shot type thing. So you absolutely, in my opinion, you know, you nailed it. Because again, how many movies, and think about the Hollywood element, how many movies, you know, do these, you know, directors and producers, how many of them do they put themselves into their own movies? I mean, when Tarantino does it, it's sort of just cameos, you know, it's just sort of for the fun. But they're not the topic. And just like in this case, we're not, you know, we're not the star of the show, even though some might disagree. But again, that's, you know, that's another argument. That's another podcast. But I think you definitely, again, you definitely didn't have to be there to open the door. You know, that scene where all the Instagram videos are, you know, the realtor opening the door, you know, welcome to the house. I think that may have, you know, changed the whole vibe of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So again, that is, you know, such a really great story. I'm really glad we got into some of it, but more importantly, of course, I want people to, you know, reach out to you as if anybody either is moving to, you know, your area. And of course, before we go, I want to make sure that you let people know, you know, what parts of Texas that you handle. Cause again, sure. I sort of, when I talk about, you know, the parts of Toronto and the areas that I handle. There's a couple different areas of Toronto that I handle, not just Toronto. Talk a little bit about, again, obviously, A, what areas that you can help them with, how they can get in touch with you, and maybe the best way for them to, again, to see this great video. And again, anything else that you've that you want to share with them.
Sure. I do have the video. It's had the most success. I have over, I think I'm around 7,000 views on my business Facebook page. Right now I've got almost 2,000 views on my personal Facebook page. I do a lot with Facebook.
Yeah.
I do have it on Instagram. It was also featured on the sites for the Love of Old Houses. It's on YouTube. I don't do a lot with YouTube, so it's only got a few views there. But it's out there in the social media world. It's also on LinkedIn, on my LinkedIn profile page, uploaded it there as well. As far as Houston is concerned, obviously a very big area. I usually tell people that you know, I'm happy to take referrals and help anyone who's moving to the area if it's an area that is further outside of kind of the boundaries that I tend to work, that I have referral partners in certain areas.
Yep.
So I primarily work from the north side, which is the Woodlands and Conroe area, okay. All the way down through the northwest side of Houston, which is Cypress, Magnolia, Montgomery, over into Katy. I recently moved out of Katy, but I'm still within 30 minutes and most of my business is there, such as this listing. And then down through the south side and into downtown Houston. A lot of times when I have business on the east side of Houston, Beaumont, and going out that way or down towards Clear Lake where NASA is, I have some referral agents that, you know, with exception, I will usually refer to them.
Makes sense. Great.
And then my phone number is 979-574-4909. And my website is prgsoldmyhome.com. And there's a lot of information there, you know, about me and my team. Shelly Davis is my assistant and she's phenomenal. And so it's a great resource for people to look us up.
Wonderful, Erica. Again, that's a lot of great information, I think, that we shared with people. I hope we gave them just enough of the story to want to connect with you and find out more. And I really do hope that we can one day together work on some possibly some. And I've used this term before, so it shouldn't be new. But I haven't talked to you about it. I like to call it the Toronto, Texas. The Toronto, Texas highway, so to speak. I just moved some clients down to Texas a few years ago and they just moved right back up to Ottawa. It was a different experience for them. They decided that it wasn't for them for the long term, but they were in Waco.
Okay. Gotcha.
And again, they shared with me all the great adventures that they had along the way. But I know for a fact that there will be more, and hopefully some of the people moving down towards there will work on together. And anybody that, you know, you're working with that's moving up my way, Toronto and GTA, which is about an hour outside of the city. I'll go as far as that, not much further. But there's still, you know, there's lots of great parts of our city here as well. So thanks again, Erica, for your time. And I really appreciate you joining me on the Real Estate Influencers Podcast at realestatepodcastshow.com.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Is that done recording now?
We are. Yeah, I'm.